Time now for your letters. Many of you wrote to point out a wee mistake I made last week when I attributed the phrase, hit 'em where they ain't, to baseball player Eddie Collins. In fact, it was the esteemed hitter Wee Willie Keeler who made that remark in 1897. He was asked how a man who was just 5 feet 4.5 inches tall could hit so well and said, simple, I keep my eyes clear and I hit 'em where they ain't. Our talk with Daniel Pinkwater about the new children's book, Arlene Sardine, prompted many to write. Sally Yates of Trumansburg, New York, said, Daniel Pinkwater was right when he said that some adults wouldn't like the book. I was appalled by this story, in which we are introduced to dear sweet Arlene, whose sole ambition is to be caught in a net, smoked, and sealed in a can. What is this? Charlie the Tuna Revisited? And Harlow Fishman wrote, what revolted me was the author's obvious message that poor little Arlene was predestined for the blue plate special at your neighborhood sandwich shop. My reaction was not due to being squeamish about the subject or refusal to face the truth. I have eaten many a sardine in my time, one of which may have been Arlene, usually on crackers. Several of you became, I'm sure, sincerely concerned for my health after I referred to Barbara Pittman's recording of the song Cold, Cold Heart as, quote, literally heart-piercing. Sam Grossman worried that he wasn't equipped to hear the song. It didn't really mean that I had to cover my chest with metal armor before I listened to it. And Judy Belland wrote, I've been worried sick since hearing Scott say that. Ouch! That sounds pretty serious. I hope he's recovering. Okay, sorry about the metaphor. I'm feeling fine, by the way. We always welcome your comments here at Letters, Weekend Edition, Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or you can email us at wesat@npr.org.